SBS Radio.
An independent member of the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly is calling for more oversight of remote police following the Uendumu shooting. And a Women's Mental Health Alliance is established to support a stronger focus on females' well-being in Australia. And overseas, President Donald Trump sets up a task force to solve cases of missing or murdered Native Americans. Yangia Maka Goyela, an independent member of the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly, is calling for more oversight of remote policing after the recent shooting death of a teenager in the remote community of Uendumu. While Perryman Kumanjai Walker, who was 19, was allegedly shot and killed by Constable Zachary Rolfe on November 9, 2019. Constable Rolfe has been charged with murder, and the Northern Territory Police Association has indicated he will plead not guilty. Yingia Mark Gayola, member for Nolambai, will table a motion calling on the Northern Territory government to establish an independent committee to investigate remote policing on Aboriginal land, particularly looking at the use of firearms by police and the way officers work with the community to maintain peace. Representatives from peak Indigenous bodies in the Northern Territory have travelled to Canberra to try and block the expansion of the cashless welfare card. The delegation is lobbying the government and the crossbench, urging them not to support the controversial bill being debated this week. Under the proposed changes, 80% of the welfare recipient's income would be quarantined onto a debit card. The changes would adversely affect 23,000 people in the NT. Dr. Josie Douglas from the Central Land Council says there has been not enough community consultation.
People in the Northern Territory, Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory, are sick to death of policies being imposed on us from the top down.
The remains of Indigenous ancestors from Australia are being repatriated from Germany. The 42 remains will be returned to Aboriginal countries in Victoria, Western Australia and South Australia. Others will be placed in temporary care to determine where they originated. It's believed the remains were stolen from Aboriginal burial sites and hospitals, then sent overseas. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has questioned the Prime Minister's handling of a fraud inquiry involving Energy Minister Angus Taylor. Police are investigating how Mr. Taylor's office ended up providing media with fake documents claiming to show Sydney Council travel expenses. Minister Taylor initially suggested the figures were derived from the Sydney City Council's annual report, but later conceded they were incorrect. Scott Morrison is backing Mr. Taylor after speaking to the police commissioner, but Mr. Albanese wants the minister to stand aside.
It either was doctored by his office or himself or somebody and given to his office and then given to the Telegraph. It came from somewhere. He must know. He's a minister. Ministers have to answer questions truthfully. And quite clearly, the Parliament has been misled.
A Women's Mental Health Alliance has been formed to advocate for females struggling with mental health and to push for more investment in research. Previous inquiries have shown women don't feel safe within the mental health system, and suicide is the leading cause of death for women aged between 15 and 24. A joint statement released today is being endorsed by 28 organizations and is calling for a dedicated strategy to tackle girls' mental health needs. There are reports Westpac Bank has been dropped from the federal government's first home loan deposit scheme. The bank's chief executive, Brian Hartzer, stepped down yesterday after the regulator, AUSTRAC, raised money laundering allegations. National Australia Bank is part of the scheme, giving low and middle income earners finance without a large deposit. It's believed applications to the scheme will be made directly to the banks, with the NAB promising to charge lower interest rates. Meantime, Labor is pushing for Westpac to face a federal parliamentary economic committee to respond to accusations against it. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he supports the committee's work and it will determine the witnesses to appear at hearings.
The issue as to who they call is a matter for them, but as for having banking executives and regulators and others come before a parliamentary committee, we see no problem with that.
And overseas, U.S. President Donald Trump has created a task force dedicated to resolving the cases of missing or murdered American Indians and Alaskans. Mr. Trump says the more than 5,000 Native American women reported missing in a single year is a heartbreaking number. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr will oversee the task force as it works on unsolved cases and reviews cold cases. President Trump signed an executive order to launch the task force and address what he called a tragedy.
With Operation Lady Justice, we will bring new hope to Native American communities across the nation. We will deliver justice for the victims, closure for the families, and safety to those in harm's way.
And back home, the Northern Territory has passed legislation to fully decriminalize sex work while improving staff safety and workers' rights. The Attorney General, Natasha Files, says there has been limited protection in the past and the contentious bill will improve the health outcomes of sex workers. The updates reduce licensing inconsistencies and it's expected the new legislation will be reviewed every 5 years. Meantime, the Victorian government is also conducting a review into the decriminalization of sex work because of the growing interest in reforms. And now, having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, 34, Adelaide, similar conditions, 25, Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25, Hobart, cloudy, 20, Albury-Wodonga, sunny, 19, Canberra, sunny day, 27, Wollongong, much the same, 21, Sydney, sunny, 23, Newcastle, also sunny, 23, Brisbane, possible shower or storm, 31, Townsville, partly cloudy, 30, Cairns, mostly sunny, 32, Alice Springs, partly cloudy, 28, Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34, and the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy day and a top of 30. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.